I totally understand. I'm embarrassed. Totally understand.
See, this is not a team of inexperienced kids. This is a lot of veterans, a lot of high-priced guys. I mean, how do you explain these kinds of
things? I have a hard time explaining that after putting together two pretty solid performances. I have a hard time explaining that, except that yesterday's day off and preparation we tried to go through this morning to get ready to play wasn't good enough.
You got guys questioning effort, which...
Oh, that's true. I mean, we didn't start to skate to the third period. It's true.
So what should be question? What do you do in this situation? A lot of times teams would make deals and you're rid of five guys. I mean, you can't just throw half the locker room out.
We got to take a hard look at everything. You can get help inside our system, but you overplayed it, got a little anxious, and you know we end up giving a guy that's standing all alone in the slot a great opportunity.
You did get three power play opportunities. You lose by a goal. And what did you think overall?
Well, I took a quick look at the last one. Obviously, we had the odd tip that went wide to TJ, you know, missing it with one of his shots. We had the entry where Van. If the puck doesn't go over as a stick, we got the quick 2-1. You know, that part, we lose two draws, though, that cost us, you know, valuable time. You know, it's a lot to lump on a young player like TJ to, you know, sit over there and try to run it. But that's where I put him. That's where he's been best at. But it's not an easy job. He had a couple good looks. But, you know, again, we weren't good enough for him.
There was a time in the second period where the booze coincided with the television timeout. You gathered your guys, what you tried to say to them?
I tried to get them organized again where we started making this simple, easy play and getting back, coming together. Talked about becoming that five-man unit where you come up the ice together, where we don't have that 70-foot gap, where guys are waiting by center ice and D are trying to make a pass from the top of the circle. And we got back and come with speed. We started to gain a little ground there. Some of our execution leaving our zone again was that first pass wasn't where it needed to be. And when you mess up in that area, you spend your time playing in your own end versus getting down ice. That makes it tough on a team.
Did you see some hesitation out there?
Yeah, I did. You know, indecision, hesitation. You know, I think, you know, they felt the pressure. They heard the boos. You know, I told them, get on your toes. Let's tighten the gap on them. Let's try to get more aggressive. Sometimes leads to a few breakdowns, but we weren't going to win it the way we were playing.
You're going to try to...